any case, an elderly lady banging a bowl with a spoon was probably not the spearhead of an invasion force. Life as a castle guard in Loncre was extremely boring. One of them, leaning on his spear as Nanny went past, wished there could be some excitement in his job. He will shortly learn the error of his ways. The other guard pulled himself together and saluted.
"Mornin', mum."
"Mornin', our Sean," said Nanny,
and sat off across the inner courtyard. Like all witches, Nanny Ogg had an aversion to front doors. She went round the back and entered the keep via the kitchens. A couple of maids curtsied to her. So did the head housekeeper, whom Nanny Ogg vaguely recognised as a daughter-in-law, although she couldn't remember her name. And so it was, when Lord Felmet came out of his bedroom, he saw, coming along the passage towards him, a witch. There was no doubt about it. From the tip of her pointed hat to her boots, she was a witch, and she was coming for him. McGrath slid helplessly down a bank. She was soaked to the skin and covered in mud. Somehow, she thought bitterly, when you read these spells, you always think of it being a fine sunny morning in late spring. And she had forgotten to check what bloody kind of bloody fern it bloody was. A tree tipped a load of raindrops onto her. McGrath pushed her sodden hair out of her eyes and sat down heavily on a fallen log, from which grew great clusters of pale and embarrassing fungus. It had seemed such a lovely idea. She'd had great hopes of the coven. She was sure it wasn't right to be a witch alone. You could get funny ideas. She'd dreamed of wise discussions of natural energies while a huge moon hung in the sky, and then possibly they'd try a few of the old dances described in some of Goody Wimper's books. Not actually naked, or sky-clad, as it was rather delightfully called, because McGrath had no illusions about the shape of her own body, and the older witches seemed solid across the hems. And anyway, that wasn't absolutely necessary. The book said that the old-time witches had sometimes danced in their shifts. McGrath had wondered about how you danced in shifts. Perhaps there wasn't room for them all to dance at once, she thought. What she hadn't expected was a couple of crotchety old women who were barely civil at the best of times and simply didn't enter into the spirit of things. Oh, they'd been kind to the baby in their own way, but she couldn't help feeling that if a witch was kind to someone, it was entirely for deeply selfish reasons. And when they did magic, they made it look as ordinary as housekeeping. They didn't wear any occult jewellery. McGrath was a great believer in occult jewellery. It was all going wrong and she was going home. She stood up, wrapped her damp dress around her and set off through the misty woods and heard running feet. Someone was coming through them at high speed, without caring who heard him, and over the top of the sound of breaking twigs was a curious dull jingling. McGrath sidled behind a dripping holly bush and peered cautiously through the leaves. It was Sean, the youngest of Nanny Ogg's sons, and the metal noise was caused by his suit of chainmail, which was several sizes too big for him. Loncre is a poor kingdom, and over the centuries the chainmail of the palace guards has had to be handed down from one generation to another, often at the end of a long stick. This one made him look like a bulletproof bloodhound. She stepped out in front of him.
"Is that you, Miss McGrath?"
said Sean, raising the flap of the mail that covered his eyes.
"It's Mam."
"What's happened to her?"
"He's locked her up. Said she was coming to poison him, and I can't get down to the dungeons to see, because there's all new guards. They say she's been put in chains."
Sean frowned.
"And that means something horrible's going to happen. You know what she's like when she loses her temper. We'll never hear the last of it, miss."
"Where were you going?" demanded McGrath.
"To fetch our Jason and our Wayne and our Darren and our..."
"Wait a moment.
Oh, Miss McGrath, suppose they try to torture her. You know what a tongue she's got on her when she gets angry."
"I'm thinking," said McGrath.
"He's put his own bodyguards on the gates and everything."
"Look, just shut up a minute, will you, Sean?
When our Jason finds out, he's going to give the Duke a real seeing to, miss. He said it's about time someone did."
Nanny Ogg's Jason was a young man with the build